This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how a lot of native New Yorkers have never been to the Statue of Liberty, or native Washingtonians who've never gone to the Capitol building? The very rough corollary out here in L.A. is the iconic bus tour of Stars Homes, a parade of tour buses on Rodeo Drive, Sunset Boulevard, and the Hollywood Hills, hours of people's lives filled with celebrity scandals and Hollywood lore for which they have paid money. So, Marketplace's Adrian Hill got on the bus.
Hello, hello. Can y'all hear me back there?
Yay!
It's Monday afternoon. I find my seat on the small white tour bus run by dearly departed tours.
By the way, sit back, relax, and rest in peace.
2.5 hours of death, Hollywood style.
You saw the news footage of Michael had died. These gates on the right here are the gates the ambulance was coming out from.
Troubled relationships.
Right here on your left.
The light post where Chris Brown assaulted Rihanna.
Anybody want to go?
And good old-fashioned stargazing. Or, more accurately, hedge-gazing.
And then on the right there, there's some greenery where that truck is parked. That's the former property of Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Only a decade too late to actually spot them. Scott Michaels owns Dearly Departed Tours.
It's very competitive. When I started my company 11 years ago, there were probably maybe 8 or 9 companies.
Today, it's closer to 40. Many offer a tour or two a day. Others prowl Hollywood nonstop. Michaels is in the small group with really good online ratings. He says many of the upstarts are just guys with minivans.
It's really whoever you can wrangle to get in your bus, which is parked right around the corner kind of a thing. And it's really a deeply unpleasant vibe.
The epicenter of the star tour industry is Hollywood Boulevard. You can't go half a block without somebody trying to sell you a tour for anywhere from $20 to over $100.
Starline tours, Starline tickets, TMZ, hop on, hop off, movie stars homes.
There have been fights and shouting matches between the tour operators.
Laron Gubler heads up the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. He says the fights are basically turf wars. Which operator will hawk tourists on which corner of which block? Gubler says they've toned it down recently. His office is pushing for a code of conduct for tour operators, and
there's other things. You know, over the years, we've suggested some training for tour operators. To be sure that what they are telling the tourists is accurate, because we've been on tours and cringe at some of the things that the tour operators say.
Most of the time, though, they get away with it, because how many people really can fact check for themselves which gated estate is home to Simon Cowell or Jodie Foster? But the concerns over accuracy haven't slowed the battalion of tour buses that continue to wind up and down Sunset Boulevard and through the streets of Beverly Hills. Roxanne Moster is one of my tour mates back on the Dearly Departed tour.
It's my sister Kathleen's birthday, so we thought it would be a really fun way to celebrate.
And what better way to celebrate birth, I guess, than with death? A tiny cemetery tucked between towering office buildings and a residential neighborhood.
This is Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys. Paul Gleason was an actor.
Marilyn Monroe's grave is also here. Her tomb is covered in lipstick kisses, real ones that have turned it a smeary shade of pink.
We've been living in Los Angeles all these years, and we've actually never gone on a Hollywood tour.
Neither had I, or a whole lot of the rest of the population of Los Angeles. But as long as the tourists keep coming to get close to Hollywood stars, tour companies will keep driving them and fighting over driving them. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.